South Australians will face a rise in living costs to help fill the gap left by the Commonwealth's cuts to health and education. The state government is blaming tax increases on households and motorists in today's state budget on the federal government. From Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
In handing down his first budget on behalf of the newly minted minority Labor government, the South Australian Treasurer, Tom Koutsantonis, didn't mince his words.
Someone needs to stand up and say, this is enough. In fact, not only is it enough, you can't go this far. And that's what this budget does. It lays it out for all South Australians to see exactly what the size, scale and depth of what the Commonwealth Government has done to health and education in this country.
It wasn't the budget Tom Koutsantonis wanted to hand down, but says he had no choice. South Australia faces almost $900 million in Commonwealth cuts over the next 4 years. The bulk of that, $655 million, has been stripped from health. So to offset around half of that, households will be slugged a much higher emergency services levy from July, with half of what is raised to go into health. Tom Koutsantonis again.
It'll mean the increase to the average household of about $150 per annum. If your house is worth more, you pay more. If it's worth less, you pay less. It's a progressive tax. It's difficult. It's not what I wanted to do, but it's what we have to do.
The same levy on vehicles will rise by $8 annually. Upgrades to 4 hospitals have been suspended, but another $332 million in savings over the forward estimates will need to be found. In an unusual move, the Treasurer warned that unless the Commonwealth reverses the cuts, he'll put it to the South Australian people to decide what goes.
Do we close a hospital? Do we close elective surgeries? Do we downscale our ED? Do we completely exempt health and move on to other departments? Do we abolish the Environment Department? Do we abolish other departments and functions of government?
In a bid to boost the budget by $500 million, the state government will privatise its third-party compulsory motor injury insurance scheme, despite a pledge not to sell public assets. There'll also be a new levy on public events like the AFL at Adelaide Oval to fund public transport. The state opposition leader, Stephen Marshall, has labelled it a miserable budget, which not only increases the cost of living, but does nothing to address unemployment.
We've lost 19,000 jobs in South Australia since the budget was brought down this time last year. Our state's unemployment is going through the roof, and there is no relief whatsoever for the business sector in this budget whatsoever.
There'll be a $1.2 billion deficit this financial year, higher than previously forecast, with a return to surplus being promised by 2016.
Caroline Winter.